Hey, Falcons fans, welcome you back to another great edition of Falcons Film Session presented by State Farm. I'm DJ Shockley, and everybody should be extremely excited. Our Birds got a big win this week versus a divisional opponent, so we're looking forward to another great week of beating on Carolina. But before we get to that, I got a few plays I want to break down. We're going to start with the Devin Hester play that he accidentally dropped in the end zone. I know that's kind of, you know, say, Shock, that's not a good play, but I'm going to tell you what happened, and it was a creative play to get him open. And I know he dropped it, but it still was a good play. And I'm going to tell you what happened on this play. Now, what happens is the Bucs are going to play what's called a cover two zone. So basically, in the cover two zone, he has this flat area. This safety right here, he's all the way down, but he's going to go back and play this cover two area where he's supposed to play. You got another safety here. He's going to end up running over here, and this corner has this flat area over here. So what the play call is going to happen is Julio's going to run right through the middle of this zone to attract that safety, and then you're going to see Hester run right down the void where the safety and the corner are mismatching. But also what happens is Roddy actually holds this corner with his hitch route, so that keeps him up from falling back on the play onto Hester. As the play goes on, you're going to see Julio run through the middle. Here he is running through the middle. You see the safety going back to his position. You see his eyes are already on Julio. Corner, his eyes is on Roddy. So now you have this occupied, and now this safety is going to be occupied by Julio running right through the middle. Now, everybody knows Julio is a guy who attracts a lot of attention, so that's what happens with this safety. As we continue on, you're going to see there's a void between where the safety should be over here near the sideline, but because Julio is running down the middle, he attracts him and keeps him closer to the inside, which opens up a huge void in the end zone for Devin Hester. I know he dropped it, but also I'm going to show you from a back angle how it definitely opens up a little bit better. As you can see, Julio is the main culprit here. As you can see, I stop it there. His eyes here are on Julio when that's not his responsibility. This middle linebacker is what's running into Tampa. He's right down the middle. He has Julio. So this safety should not even be looking at Julio running down the middle. His responsibility is over here. But because Julio catches a lot of passes, Julio catches a lot of attention, his eyes are on Julio, which takes him away from his real responsibility, which is over here. And that is where Hester is going right into this void. Corner is up on Roddy, so you open up a huge void for the particular potential touchdown play. As it ends up, huge void in the zone. Hester ended up dropping it, but I'm just wanted to bring up the creativity that Dirk Koetter is having in his offense. He's putting guys in unfamiliar spots to get good matchups, and that is why that play was open. Maybe they come back to it, and maybe a touchdown next time.